Welcome to the Public News Service Daily Newscast for October 2nd, 2020. I'm Mary Sherman. A breaking story from overnight, President Donald Trump announced he and First Lady Melania Trump have tested positive for COVID-19. They were tested after learning that a close advisor to the president, Hope Hicks, had tested positive. In an early morning tweet, President Trump said he and the First Lady will begin their quarantine process immediately, adding, "We will get through this together." The news throws a wrench into the president's final weeks of campaigning before the November 3rd election. There are now questions about how far the virus may have spread among senior White House officials who are often seen not wearing masks. The House passed a $2.2 trillion coronavirus stimulus plan on Thursday night. Among its provisions, the package would reinstate the $600 per week enhanced unemployment benefit through January. The nation's hunger-fighting network applauding the legislation, which also includes a 15% benefit increase for SNAP. At the Hoosier Hills Food Bank in Indiana, Julio Alonso says he's seen hunger at unprecedented levels, and he doesn't expect demand to fall anytime soon.
It's important for the federal government to get something done as quickly as possible. It's still going to be months before people can start earning the incomes that they had, start having the child care that they had, start being able to have their kids in school, and we're going to need some help for a long time to come.
The bill will likely not get through the Republican-held Senate, as Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has opposed the legislation's price tag. For the second time, the ACLU of Washington's filed a motion of contempt against the city of Seattle on behalf of Black Lives Matter Seattle King County in a lawsuit over police response to protests. Lily Bolke reports.
A federal judge this summer barred Seattle officers from using blast balls, pepper spray, foam-tipped projectiles, and other crowd control weapons, with the exception of responding to a specific imminent threat of personal injury or property damage. But Molly Tack Hooper with the ACLU of Washington says that order hasn't been followed.
SPD will decide at some point that the protest is no longer lawful. They'll declare it to be a riot or an unlawful assembly, and then they'll start using these less lethal weapons to push the whole crowd back.
The first motion of contempt in late July led to a preliminary injunction, and the city agreed to expand the restrictions on the less lethal weapons. This second motion alleges the city has failed to take the necessary steps to comply.
Two conservative political operatives were charged Thursday in Michigan in connection with robocalls that falsely warned black residents that if they voted by mail in the November 3rd election, they could be subjected to arrest, debt collection, and forced vaccination. Investigators say Jacob Wall and Jack Berkman were behind 85,000 calls nationwide, including thousands in Detroit, in urban areas of Pennsylvania, Ohio, Illinois, and New York. This is PNS. Democrats and some voting rights advocates are blasting a decision by Texas Governor Greg Abbott to limit the amount of drop-off locations for mail-in ballots to one site per county. The Republican governor said in a statement the order was made to enhance ballot security. It also allows poll workers to observe the in-person delivery of mail-in ballots by voters. But critics say it could severely limit access for many voters. COVID-19 cases in Wisconsin are spiking again, renewing concerns about voter access with Election Day looming.
Karen Voss of the nonpartisan volunteer group Chippewa Valley Votes says demand is still strong for absentee ballots, and they're educating local residents about the process, including how to register. They're also working with local authorities on a process for ensuring that people being held in the county jail can participate in the election.
We have in our jail system individuals in the care of our jails who either are registered voters and still have the right to vote and yet are not finding it easy.
In a recent report, the ACLU of Wisconsin found more than half of the responding county jails had no written policies for helping folks who are incarcerated cast their ballots. I'm Mike Moen.
Spurred by concern that folks battling substance abuse can't always get in-person treatment during the pandemic, West Virginia is highlighting telehealth options to help providers better support their patients. Diane Bernard has more.
Bob Hansen, executive director of the West Virginia Office of Drug Control Policy, urged treatment providers to get their patients to download its Connections app for cell phones. The app gives folks in recovery a personal touch, from peer support to one-to-one messaging, which Hansen says is especially needed during this time of social distancing.
There's been an early study that really access to treatment has not been dramatically reduced, and the good reason has been the use of telemedicine and the technology.
A recent study in Appalachia shows women with substance abuse disorders who used the Connections app stayed in treatment longer than those who didn't.
Conservation groups say one task most homeowners can take off their autumn to-do list is getting rid of all those leaves. According to David Majewski with the National Wildlife Federation, allowing some or all of those leaves to decompose naturally in a corner of your yard or using them to cover your garden is not only easier, it's the environmentally smart thing to do.
You're going to be doing your plants a favor by providing that natural mulch protection and fertilizing them. At the same time, that leaf litter is really, really important habitat for all sorts of wildlife.
He adds that 33 million tons of leaves and other lawn debris put in plastic bags and sent to landfills every year generate methane, a powerful greenhouse gas, as they decompose. I'm Mary Sherman for Public News Service, member and listener supported, and online at publicnewsservice.org.